grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome to the BFM Studio, Chris Fowley.
Oh, kia ora. Welcome kia ora, to Kevin. Me. Yes, and to you too as well.
Corey, Chris, obviously this is supposed to be happening up on K Road, but we had some tech difficulties here, and here we are now, Chris. You blasted down here on your bike, and we're into it.
Yeah, it was a great ride too. And what was the tech? A little broken lead, eh?
Yeah,
Do a fundraiser for a new lead.
Give a little. Please. Actually, we are on Give a Little, BFM. You can give us some holo dollars if you want us to do more OBs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Right, let's do that.
I think the cable is like kind of a bespoke Frankenstein Rick Breeze creation, but I mean,
it's a work in progress.
Yeah, a couple of dollars would go a long way to getting that.
That's working. Right.
It'll need some parts, materials.
Yes. Anyway, what's up in the world of cannabis?
Boy, yeah. Well, firstly, if we could just start with K Road, it's all going off up there.
Yeah, of course.
Matariki Eve, of course. And there's big celebrations all along K Road. 52 somethings, performances, acts, events.
Have they closed off the road? Store.
And, no, I wish no, they would. Okay. I wish they would. But but it's all going on, all up and down the street. We got a big number 6 on our shop, so that's us. And we've got Nada Labyrinth, formerly of the show.
Oh, yeah, big Henry.
He's doing some mind-expanding bleeps and bloops.
Yes.
Is what it's termed and called. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love expanding my mind with bleeps and bloops.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And I will definitely be in the right frame of mind for that too, to fully appreciate it. And with your medical cannabis, I think I'll need it.
Oh, yes.
And in the medicating zone, and which you're welcome to use if you find the celebrations all up and down K Road a bit much, medicate in the zone.
Yes.
And then we've also got Terps & Co. giving away some terpene bait. They were there right now at the shop, and a huge crowd outside, everyone getting into their terpene drinks. Great sight to see.
It's a great drink. What can I say?
Alcohol free is dry July, and unlike Johnny over there, I've managed to keep it up. But I got to say,
yes.
I'm not normally much of a drinker, but just at all. And so I thought this would be bloody easy, but it's so ubiquitous.
It's everywhere.
And we're only 12 or 13 days in, I've already almost breached it twice.
Someone's like, oh, have
accidentally,
a wine.
Accidentally, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do it. If anyone wants to sponsor me, we can raise some money for cannabis law reform, and I'll go through the high and dry July. I promise I'll get high every day, but I'll stay dry.
Good on you.
There you go. That's my challenge.
Very nice.
It's a 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. I hear that's kind of in these things.
Yeah. What's in the headlines, Chris?
Well, biggest headline of the week here. It's no real news to us, of course.
Right.
We cover these things all the time. But latest figures show police discretion still not working. Cannabis possession impacting Māori at an alarming rate is what News Hub Nation reported over the weekend.
Mm.
And they gave a handy little link to the police discretion guidelines, 16-page document you can print out and see exactly how they enforce their discretion or how they decide. And as we've often said on the show, the problem is the law that gave them the discretion or reminded them of it, didn't tell them how to do it. How to use it. And the big problem, so what they're finding is arrests for Māori have actually gone up.
That is crazy.
It's crazy. Gone on down for everyone else. But the police are saying, no, we're not racist. It's that these guidelines, and anytime anyone says, no, I'm not racist, you kind of got to wonder. But
the proof's in the pudding. It's in the numbers.
That's right.
Well, my God.
Their guidelines say, if you've got a prior conviction, you shall be arrested. There shall be no discretion. And that is the problem. If you're already spent all these years going around hammering Māori, then of course they've got more convictions, and then they're going to fail this test of having no convictions. So the solution, of course, is change that bloody guideline. It's just a police guideline. Yeah. It's serious, all it is. They can just change it overnight.
Just decrim, right?
And I was just meeting with Sarah Helm from the Drug Foundation, actually, at the shop there.
Oh,
and,
shout out, Sarah.
And she's quoted in this News Hub story saying, well, we're getting it wrong for Māori in particular. We're getting it wrong for everyone. And so if we try and do better for Māori, we will end up doing better for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Right, so on to the next story, and this was another good one for the week, and that's the Green Party. In their manifesto they released, and speaking of wanting to do good for everyone, they've released their drug law reform policy as part of that manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, you know, they'll be the only, well, apart from Top, and yet to see what Party Māori is going to be doing for the election, what their sort of policy is going to be. We're waiting to see what they say. But Green Party, in their current manifesto, so this is what they're calling an evidence-based, compassionate approach to drug law reform that will reduce harm in our community. So, number one, repeal and replace the Misuse of Drugs Act. Just get rid of it. Start again.
True.
Stop bloody tinkering, just get rid of it.
Yes. Reagan's dead, and so should this bill.
There you go. 1975. It's incredible. We're coming up to 50 years, almost, of the Misuse of Drugs. So let it never see that birthday. Let's get rid of it. Regulate the personal use of cannabis. Bomb. Do it. Just say it. Just there it is. Done. Improve the framework for medical cannabis. Again, you know, we've talked about it a lot, but here is the Green Party, only party that I know of so far, that's saying, well, let's actually fix it. Let's do it. Create a new framework for trials of therapeutic uses of other controlled substances such as psychedelics.
Oh, yeah. There
thought
we go.
Thought you'd be interested in that.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Not for any particular reason.
That's good that the Green Party are keeping an eye on that sort of sphere.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's exactly right. It's a hot talking point and a lot of potential there. Certainly a lot of people are already doing it for that reason. But for me personally, and again, we've mentioned this before, questions remain over Green Party candidate, ranked number 11 on their list, Afiso Collins, formerly here of Auckland Uni, president of AUSA.
Just a little bit too conservative.
Well, yes. So way back when he was president of AUSA, and I was with the normal club here, and he was very against cannabis and really shut down all the free smoking behaviour that was going on around here.
Yeah.
And then 25 years later, cannabis referendum, he was campaigning against that too, for the NOPAs.
Yes.
And then afterwards, he said, well, he would have voted for Decrim, and he doesn't have the same positions on opposing same-sex marriage and things like that he used to. So that's all well and good, but he hasn't explicitly said how far along. He said he's on a journey around drugs, but how far on this journey is he? And, you know, what's his position now? Where is he at? So the Green Party, we've just heard the Green Party policy right there. Does Afiso Collins back that 100%? Is he out there campaigning for it?
Yes.
Because at the moment, on current polling, he will become an MP on their current polling. They will get an 11, he's number 11. Mm-hmm. So I would hate to go into this election wanting the Greens to get less votes to keep him out. I'd hate that. So I want to hear, you know, that he has come along this journey and he's down with the Green policy now.
Yeah. Could we just, like, all go on a trip with him to Portugal or something? And
that sounds good to me, Corey.
And just explore, you know, explore a little bit and see what's happening. And then maybe he'll be like, you know what, guys? I reckon we should do it. I'm all in. I don't know, you know?
Could be a go. Can we do a give a little for that? Let's send
BFM and Afiso Collins.
Yeah.
Off to Europe
for a drug research tour.
We just need about $30,000, guys, for that one.
Just rustle that up. That's like 10 cents a listener. Come on.
Yeah. That's right.
Come on.
Now, Chris, a couple more interesting local stories. We've got people smuggling drugs into Mount Eden prison.
This was actually a corrections staff member. It doesn't say an actual officer. So someone working for corrections caught taking cannabis and tobacco. Tobacco is so tightly controlled in that these days, so smuggling that in too. Of course, begs the question, you know, that you've got corruption right there. You can't keep drugs out of a prison. Where the hell can you keep it out
of?
Can
you not smoke in prison?
No, they're tobacco free now.
Oh. But what about vape? Can you vape in prison?
Nope.
Wow.
None of that.
Wow.
Yeah, you're in jail, mate.
Yeah.
There's no rehab either. You're not there to get better.
Okay.
You're not there to vote, apparently, also.
Yeah. Mm. So, just yet another example of the failure of prohibition.
Mm.
And another interesting one. Marlborough Express reported this week, the man reported, he was up on cannabis charges. He was forgiven by God, he told.
How convenient.
He's actually charged with procuring cannabis.
So could have been going to a tinny shop.
Just buying some, obtaining some. That's what he was charged with. So what a complete waste of time. There's an example of police discretion, right?
Yeah.
Somehow they thought, bloody Bible basher, we'll throw the book at him. But for some reason, this guy has got a charge for procuring cannabis. Now, how is it in anyone's interest, especially his, to be charged for that? It's incredible.
Mm.
So, you know, and that's what the police discretion is supposed to be about, a public health benefit. Where's the benefit to bringing this one up? So anyway, he said, well, no, as a devout Christian, he's been redeemed by the Bible, and there's no crime in it.
Mm.
There you go. And that is true. Read the Bible. There's no crime in it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, community magistrate Sherita Cooper did not agree. and he got 6 months supervision.
Mm.
Whatever that means. I think probation just check up on you at 3 in the morning. Other fun activities.
Hey, Chris, we've got a couple of texts coming through. Someone's saying, glad you mentioned Top, but please stop saying only Green Party. Top supports full decriminalisation of cannabis. And someone else is saying, Collins was trying to be our mayor, but we got Wayne instead.
Yeah. I know. I sympathise with both of those.
I do wonder how Wayne Brown would name cannabis. I reckon he still calls it Wacky Backy.
Yeah, that Devil's Lettuce caught on for a bit. Sort of an ironic thing to call it.
I reckon he calls it that.
And now, Chris, was there anything else we need to cover off?
Top probably does have a good policy. I just haven't heard it this election.
Yes.
And I was meaning the only party in Parliament.
Okay.
It would be great to have them in there. I agree. Mm. Listener, good on you.
Okay, we've got another text coming through. I'm just going straight into this.
Yep.
Hi, we can't repeal the Miss... The MODA, I'm assuming this is Misuse of Drugs Act, mm-hmm. without addressing what it's about. The TPB will capture everything. They will just reframe drugs as medicines and put BioCorps in charge. Nothing will change. We need a bigger plan than repeal MODA.
Sorry, Texter. Mm. I'm very sure that even with the act in place, BioCorps are having a fun time already. So I'm not necessarily getting that point of view here. But okay, good on you.
Good on you. But speaking of, that does let me say one more thing, and that's that the government announced all this research funding. Among $50 million the Health Research Council is giving away, we talked about this Carver for PTSD.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting some, so that's great. They're going to fund ketamine for depression. That's really good. And what we were just talking about, a project looking at improving health and wellbeing outcomes of young Māori released from prison and youth justice. Another really good thing to look at. But why I brought this up as well, of course, over $1 million goes to Chris Wilkins at Massey University and his team for a 36-month project examining cannabis policy reform. So what the previous texter was talking about, maybe that will come into that, is if you are going to repeal this act, how do you replace it and what do you replace it with, and how do you stop another whole bunch of bollocks forming afterwards?
Yes.
So, that's great. You know, that funding for actual policy analysis like that, you know, that's great. Love
36 it. Months, what is it, 3 years?
Yeah, so come on, get on with it. anyway, better than nothing. So in a quick international roll-up, over in California, they said when they legalised cannabis, they were going to expunge convictions. Officials here said it was too difficult in the cannabis reform.
I met with them.
They said, it took us 30 years to expunge convictions for homosexuality, so that's our timetable.
What?!
So, you asswipes. Hey, so you could do it with a stroke of a freaking pen.
Do your goddamn job.
Exactly. And California, to show that, they just announced 90% of cannabis cases or convictions in that have been expunged in California to date. That's great. NBA, another good news from overseas. NBA, National Basketball Association, removing cannabis from the prohibited substances list.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good step forward in the age of legalization.
Yes.
And speaking of legalization, a good study around driving. States that have retail cannabis legalization are actually correlated with lower rates of fatal motor vehicle accidents.
Okay.
There you go.
And of course, one of the reasons might be that people just stay home a bit more.
Yes.
And don't engage in such risky behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, whatever the reason, the correlation is there, that they have lower rates, despite what the prohibitionists say.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, that's me for the week. But head on up to K-Road if you want to check out the Matariki. It's happening right now, get your terpene tastings. And we're going to do a special, this was a last minute change.
Here we
next
go.
Week, next week, substance testing is back in at the shop. This has
been announced
yesterday.
Okay.
So there was some issue with another venue, so we're happy to host them. So that's next Thursday the 20th, 2 to 6 in the shop. There you go, but tonight, Matariki. Right on. Bleeps and bloops and terpenes.
Big Hungry providing the live ambience at the Hemp Store.
Yeah.
Legend. Ants.
All right. Love hey, that. Chris from the Hemp Store. Cheers,
right
brother.
Thanks,
man.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.